Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pretty sure my parents had sex to this song at least once. Not too much information?
I mean, do you need to ask if that's too much information?
You're not even moving at all over there. I told you there are two good songs named Jump that came out
in the
same year.
What about Jump Around?
I said Jump. Just J-U-M-P. One name, two songs, 1 year. And they're both great. Van Halen, obviously, and Pointer Sisters. What's that steak brought to you by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse?
Maybe you were created
the perfect
to the
steak
song
every
Jump.
Time. Good possibility. My mom was an aerobics instructor.
Too much spandex now in this story.
Who are you rooting for in the Huntington Bowl tonight? Gerrit Cole or Tyler Glasnow?
I think Glasnow.
Yeah? Why?
Cole
was kind of a...
Kind of a
D-bag when he was here,
wasn't
he?
He was equal parts D-bag, but also, like, he talked like a ninny, even though he's a big, strong dude. So he's in the official Kermit-talking fan club with Pat Mahomes. Glasnow, you know what? Cole was always going to be a good player. He was going to get out of Pittsburgh and probably be better. Glasnow looked like a broken human being until they traded him. And then it feels like not only has his career been resurrected, his life has been altered for the better. So I'm happy for Tyler Glasnow more so, and I'm rooting for him. And that's the underdog pick.
We know they're a good team. We've known for a long time to win that many games in the American League East without Blake Snell for most of the year, without Tyler Glasnow for most of the year. Really impressive, and now they're here at full strength.
I loved Starkey's column on this game in the Post-Gazette today. One of his best lines was this: Clint Hurdle will jump on FS1 tonight to tell us which starter retired more batters on three pitches or less.
I believe I enjoyed his, whichever team wins, they should carry Neil Huntington off the field on their shoulders. I don't think we're like, I think because we're making jokes, it's understating the gravity of this. It is a do or die elimination playoff game for both teams.
Yep.
Functionally, it's a game 7. It's just called a game 5. And a guy the Pirates couldn't even figure out how to use in anything other than spot relief in low leverage mop-up duty is going up against a guy who the Pirates thought they got a lot out of and now are finding out they got very little out of.
Who has turned into Cy Young voting. Well, yeah, now he's getting 300 strikeouts a year.
Who has turned into a generationally dominant pitcher. I think 15 strikeouts in the playoffs has been done by three pitchers, and Bob Gibson is one of the other ones.
I'm rooting for Glasnow, too.
It's hard not to, I think. And plus, they are the natural underdog in the series because Houston was, what, 108 wins or 107 wins? So it feels like Tampa's just the little engine that could. But Glasnow, personally, I'm definitely rooting for.
They came into the Pirates system the same year. I wonder if Glasnow and Cole like each other.
First round top overall pick is Cole. Glasnow, third round pick. Cole,
here first because Glasnow was a high school guy. This is the type of game, I think, that just symbolizes everything that has gone wrong with the Pirates. It's like the two bad trades squaring off against each other with all of the baseball world watching. I mean, it's...
Isn't it not just the trades? It's not the trades, though, right, themselves? It is.
It's the failures of their philosophy, of the way they develop pitchers, what they school them, what they train them to do.
They become a punchline in this because it's like, look at these two great pitchers. And it's not even subtext because, like, analysts are coming out and just saying it. Boy, can you believe how badly the Pirates screwed these two up? Especially in Glasnow's case, or can you believe that the Pirates didn't realize Gerrit Cole was like this? Joe even touched on Charlie Morton coming to Tampa and them saying, we want you to try to get swings and misses. And him saying, basically, I had never heard that before.
Well, when he went to Houston, he heard that.
Sorry, Houston, yes. I had never heard that before.
Yeah, not good. Hey, join the Fan or check out the Fan's website, Hope you've been there before, 93.7thefan.com. We have a chance for you to see Dalvin Cook when he comes to the Rivers Casino Thursday, October 17th, 8 o'clock. Visit 93.7thefan.com to register to win one of two pairs of tickets to see Dalvin Cook. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Pony. I think it's Dane Cook.
Oh. Yeah, Dane Cook.
Yeah. One tells jokes. One is a running back for the Minnesota Vikings. I do not believe Dalvin Cook is just hanging out in Pittsburgh. If he did, that would be interesting.
My bad.
I believe it's Dane Cook.
I'm still flustered from the
Pointer
Sisters.
No, hold on. How do you get Dalvin twice there? I understand maybe the first time you're barely looking, and because you're a sports guy, D, and then Cook, you think Dalvin. The second time, you go back to the well?
Coming up next, Mason Rudolph, Devlin Hodges, vying for the Steelers' starting quarterback job on Sunday. A third name has been thrown into the ring, and it's not Paxton Lynch. We'll tell you about it next. It's the PM team.
When Ben going down, getting brought up, and now, you know, Mason getting a concussion last week, getting thrown in, it's just crazy. It's a crazy process. You know, even from the beginning, just coming here on like a trial. I've told some people before, you know, if 5 years from now or 10 years, if I'm still playing the NFL, I think this whole kind of story would kind of just fit who I am.
The man, the myth, the legend, Duck Hodges. Chris Mueller predicting that he'll go into L.A. and beat the Chargers on Sunday. 93.7 The Fan time is 5:49, brought to you by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Water, fire, and mold issues demand the yellow van. And Duck Hodges will follow us tonight at 6 o'clock with Paul Zeiss and Zach Banner from Chupkas 2. Who knows what's in store?
I feel like that's a coup. You've got Duck.
A whole
Everyone's
segment
talking about the dude.
Of Duck calls, possibly. He might just announce himself as the starter at 6 o'clock.
Duck doing Duck calls or Zeiss ranting at a caller. What is the more, like, generally intelligible situation there?
You, sir, are a loser. Goodbye.
I missed that one.
All right, that's a good one.
That is an all-timer.
That's a good one.
I said before we went to Eric's update in my Regenesis endorsement that there was a third quarterback mentioned for the Steelers on Sunday. Mason Rudolph, Devlin Hodges, and not Paxton Lynch, who's looked like he just picked up the position in Steelers practice. He's been absolutely terrible. Mike Florio, Pro Football Focus, Pro Football Talk, excuse me. I'm having a bad day. Pro Football Talk. Title of the piece, "The Blatant Blackballing of Colin Kaepernick Continues." Florio writes, "On Sunday night, an undrafted rookie from an FCS school may be playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Colin Kaepernick may be watching this game on TV. And yes, something continues to be very wrong with that picture." Does Chris Mueller agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, he should be on a roster. You just said it about Paxton Lynch. He looks like a guy who can barely advance a football forward. We heard through the grapevine he was having trouble completing the most basic of passes. So, like, let's say, because, I mean, Hodges does know their offense, and I wouldn't start Kaepernick in this game over him because he would be coming in cold off the street. But let's just say, for argument's sake, that this isn't about him starting. It's about him just being on a roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't he probably belong on a roster over Paxton Lynch, who, by all accounts, like, literally can't play the position?
I agree, but Paxton Lynch didn't sue the NFL owners.
Did you see like Colin Kaepernick's Kaepernick through, if Schefter had the tweet, his representatives putting out this big statement?
Yes, this is from about 10 minutes ago. Colin Kaepernick's representatives, quote, "little to no response from all 32 NFL teams.
Seattle brought him in for a visit but did not work him out. Afterwards, Pete Carroll said Colin is, quote, a starter in this league," end quote. No other team in the NFL has interviewed or
that
worked him out in
the past. That was in 2017.
And he says, and his reps say no other team has interviewed or worked him out in the past three seasons, despite other false
but
statements
Chris,
in the media.
But Chris, he hasn't played a game in 3 years.
I understand that,
I mean,
but that's
what,
not really the question
but
here.
Florio is suggesting that, like, Kaepernick should parachute in.
Is he, or is he just pointing out that the fact that he's not on a team while guys who have comparatively no resume, granted, the Hodges analogy here I don't like, but if the point here would just be that there are guys who have no business being on NFL rosters who are suited up at quarterback.
That's not what he's saying.
That, then he's making a bad argument if he should start over Duck Hodges.
Look, I understand that it is still highly unusual that a quarterback in his 30s who took a team to the Super Bowl is out of the NFL. We know why. No one here is trying to perpetuate the myth that Kaepernick isn't good enough to be on an NFL roster. What I continue to be annoyed by is when somebody hijacks like Mason Rudolph coming in for Ben or Devlin Hodges getting an opportunity in using it to say that Kaepernick should be playing instead of them or over them.
All right, so what are you more annoyed by, that or the fact that a player of Kaepernick's relative stature and accomplishments hasn't had so much as a workout in 3 years? Because I know what I'm more angered
by. I know.
By.
I was angered by that at first.
No, I still am.
Chris, he got a big fat paycheck from the NFL.
How much?
We don't know, but to me, when he did that, he sold out. Because
I think we had John Clayton on after that who said it wasn't nearly as much as people were reporting.
If you own a business and you get sued by somebody and they take money away from you, are you going to turn around a month later and give that person a job? No.
Of course it's not appreciably different, though, than a player who's a bust in one city who gets a ton of guaranteed money and just sucks out loud finding a job with somebody else in the NFL as far as just money flushed down the toilet.
Yep. Florio goes on to write, meanwhile, Devlin Hodges from Samford could be Pittsburgh's starting quarterback for a primetime game this weekend, and others who were drafted late, Gardner Minshew, or not at all Kyle Allen, who didn't play for more than 3 years due to serious injury, Teddy Bridgewater, have gotten chances that Kaepernick hasn't.
I mean, that's a true statement. So if you're mad about people hijacking stories to mention it and shoehorning it in, I'm much more mad about the fact that because he's not on a team, people still need to do that.
Answer me this. Why didn't you say or suggest anywhere, whether it was here, your newspaper column, Twitter, Yard Barker, where you write excellent pieces, why didn't you in any space when Rudolph went down suggest that the Steelers should bring Kaepernick in?
I mean, because is it worth it for me to keep saying what people know I already think? Absolutely, it would have been worth it.
So when Rudolph went down...
I'll say this. He should be on this roster instead of Paxton freaking Lynch.
Well, Paxton Lynch isn't technically on the roster.
He should have been brought in like Paxton Lynch was.
Would Colin Kaepernick accept Paxton Lynch's job? Absolutely not. He would not. Do you think he would sign up to be a practice squad quarterback?
Do you think he'd sign up to be a backup at least?
I don't know. I would like to think so, but I'm not entirely sure of that.
I mean, people are suggesting that the rumors about he wants this, he wants that, he's making these demands are completely false. Which, given the nature of NFL access journalism, is pretty easy to believe that the NFL's floating this out through their trusted people to paint the picture that the guy wants the world.
Isn't it strange to you that Kaepernick wants to get back into the NFL so badly, and yet he has never, not one time, done an interview about it? Not once. He has not lobbied himself for a job. Since the incident.
What would he stand to gain? Everybody knows his story. What does he stand to gain by going out and doing a public interview?
Everybody.
Because then here's what the narrative would be. Oh, Colin Kaepernick, he just did the interview because he wants to stay in the public eye.
But at least,
it's a bad faith effort.
Some people would absolutely spin it that way. But at least in that case, it would be from the horse's mouth. So much speculation about what he wants and what he doesn't want, we could get a direct answer on. Will you take backup salary money? Yes or no? There. Not like from an intermediary, not from one of his buddies, not from him, from the source.
If it's coming from his representatives, don't you think it is basically him speaking because he wouldn't allow his own representatives to hijack his own narrative?
Did they say what he'll take in that piece? I didn't see it in that statement they put out. Anyways, we got Duck Hodges coming up. He's playing Sunday, Chris. He's starting, I think, Bouchette thinks. And you think he's going to beat the Chargers?
I do.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy and McMurray. Join Sun on Tuesday, October 15th. Help them support the fight against breast cancer. High of 75, low of 49. Duck Hodges is next, along with Paul Zeiss and Zach Banner on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.